This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Paul and Fiona here on Saturday Magazine. We've been talking this morning on a whole range of subjects, but now we're going to take a slight twist. We're going to have our next three guests are all writers with different perspective on their careers or their books. So our first guest today, Fiona?
Is Peter Fox is on the phone. Peter Fox is the author of a new book, Walking Towards Thunder. Peter, thanks for being on Saturday Magazine.
It's a pleasure, Fiona, and good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Peter.
Now, of course, Macca was very sad that he couldn't be here today. It is technically his day off, but he admires you very much and admires your work, and it's certainly he was giving you a big rap with us this morning when he was in briefly, so we do appreciate the time you've taken to be on the program. Perhaps you could tell us, Walking Towards Thunder is a book that describes the experience, your experience as being a whistleblower and walking into what must be described as a storm. Can you tell us about the book? Tell us about your experience, because I know that you were very, very involved and formative in Julia Gillard creating the Royal Commission into Sexual Abuse of Children.
Yeah. No, certainly, Fiona, but I suppose, we'll just start with I was a police detective with the New South Wales Police Force for 36 years, and I suppose, writing a book was something that I hadn't always thought about, and I probably did this writing more for therapy initially than looking at publishing it, but as time went by, I was encouraged to put my story out there. But in short, I suppose you could probably carve it up into four sections, if you like, if I'm allowed to do that.
Okay, four sections.
I think that most people start off just writing and introducing themselves a bit about my early life and my growing up and my early career as a police officer. But then it moves into the important area of my involvement investigating clergy child sexual abuse, predominantly within the Catholic Church. And I know that a lot of readers would be, quite disturbed and uncomfortable reading about those experiences. But I felt it was important to document that from a police officer's perspective, that is, a police officer investigating those crimes and having to deal with the survivors of that horrendous sort of abuse that they went through as children. My next part probably then moves in, as you mentioned, and I've probably got to wear the tag whistleblower. Not that it's something you sort of grow up as a kid aspiring to, but you cast into that realm. And for that reason, I've spoken about my frustrations with the New South Wales Police Force and its failure to investigate not so much the abusers, that is, the priests that were abusing children, but the larger scale of the cover-up behind all that. It became fairly evident to me very early on that there was a complete network of very senior clergy that knew about these crimes, that did nothing, that failed to report them to the police, and moved these priests from one parish to the next to abuse more children. And, and as I've said in Walking Towards Thunder, my frustration was, if you're going to address the drug crime, you're not achieving much just locking up and arresting the users. You need to go after those selling the drugs, importing them, manufacturing, the network behind it. And I looked at pedophilia within the church the same way. So, that was where I sort of came in. And I spoke about my motives and also the emotions going through myself and my wife in the lead up to the Child Abuse Royal Commission. And finally, after that, And that's been the difficult part for me to write, is the reprisals that were suffered by myself and my family after the Royal Commission was set up. So, and really just wanting to air that and people to know what befalls somebody in my position that blows a whistle on colleagues and, for what I believe were the right reasons.
So, Peter, there was an awful lot within that sort of summary. And was it a cathartic process for you, almost like post-traumatic stress, actually getting some of those thoughts and feelings out of your head and onto paper to try and really understand what you had been through during those investigations and those years of trying to deal with some pretty traumatic information?
You're exactly right, Paul, and I'm not shy at saying that I've seen a fair bit in my career, not just with child sexual abuse but other crimes, particularly murders and various other offences, and I actually began jotting bits and pieces down because, after my policing career I was being treated for PTSD. I was talking to a psychiatrist and through that process I just felt writing little bits and pieces down that I was discussing with him was very good therapy, and essentially that's how it started, just jotting down the odd story, not that they were flowing on from one another, but just little snippets. And as time went by, I actually thought, I can actually put this together. This part goes behind this, and it sort of started to take shape.
Now, Peter, of course, what people may not realise until they read the book is that you actually lost your job through this process, through actually reporting what was really going on, and that must have been deeply disheartening, and your faith in the police, in the New South Wales police, and the ability to resolve some of these crimes. There must have been times where you felt quite hopeless.
I did, and and frustrated, and all those sort of emotions were sort of boiling over, and it was the fact that I think a large proportion of Australians believed that these crimes were being covered up. I'm just so astonished to find so many people that speak to me today was that, we've known this for decades, yet that frustration at why not just in New South Wales but our law enforcement right across the country somehow failed to pick up on it. I don't know whether failed is the right word. There seemed to be a reluctance to want to really go after the more senior members of the churches that were facilitating these crimes. And certainly from my perspective, I've lamented having lost my job. It was something I was passionate about. I loved. I joined as an 18-year-old kid, and it was something that my psychologist actually said to me, Peter, it wasn't just a job or a career for you, it was a calling. And to have lost that because of my stance is something that I will always lament. But
Peter, I think what you've got here in this book, though, is a great record of actually not just your career, but also, some of the tough things that you had to deal with that you've come out the other side. I think one of the real positives out of this is if you can even connect with, another police officer somewhere in the force who has actually got some niggling doubt in their mind about how something has been handled, surely this will talk to them to say, actually, doing the right thing is always the right thing morally, that you know in your heart is the right thing to do. And this might give them some encouragement to try and do that and follow in your lead, even whatever the consequences may be.
I'd like to think that, Paul, and I think we're all born with an innate sense of right and wrong, and sometimes that's the difficult part, is actually standing up when you know that it is wrong and doing something about it.
Peter, you must have some very strong feelings then in regards to the issues with the AFP and the raids on journalists and the current direction this government is taking against whistleblowers. That must cause you a great deal of concern.
It does, and I think it concerns the vast majority of Australians. It's alarming. I've been following what's going on there, and whistleblower is the tag that others apply to people in my position and the position of these other good people that have come out from the Defence Department and elsewhere. And you look at the issue and you go, well, hang on, was it right for us to bug our neighbours, an emerging country in East Timor. And, you know, the vast, vast majority of Australians say it's wrong. Is it right for Australian troops to kill civilians in Afghanistan? No, it's wrong. But, you know, these people stand up and speak out about it, yet we tend to find that our governments do the complete opposite. They prosecute them, they hound them, and it's never an easy course.
Well, I mean, I think that the discovery that Australia has one of the least press freedoms in the world was somewhat enlightening for a lot of people, myself included. We do really appreciate you taking the time to come and to chat with us today, and unfortunately we have run out of time. We're very excited to be looking at your book, and I think that it's fantastic that you've been able to get it all down.
So I was going to say, Peter, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Peter Fox's book, Walking Towards Thunder, is out now. A very good read. Peter, thank you for joining us on Saturday Magazine this morning.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Fiona. Bye-bye.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.